George Mahon on 9-0.
How are you, my beloved friend?
Oh, I'm fine.
I tell me you want to get back to Lubbock, Texas, and Colorado City, and meet with all those Burchites and let them all all tell you why they're for Goldwater and depress you.
Well, the thing is, I want to be there getting ready for your trip there on the 20th of October. Now, listen, we've been talking about Appalachia. Yeah. Now, here's what I propose to do and can do. We'll put $800,000 as requested by the budget for this commission, you know, that you propose to appoint.
All right.
But we can't, the money can't be spent until the commission is created by law. It isn't authorized. But if it's authorized early next year, we won't have to have a supplemental appropriation. You can give them the money and get them to work immediately. Now, this is a kind of a little backhanded approval.
But what we do, that doesn't do any good for me.
That's nothing for me.
What we want to do is like we did with REA and like we have done with other agencies. There's no real opposition to the money for the commission. Charlie Hannock told me he would go along and he would help work it out if we had to have a rule.
We had to have a rule or whatever
is required to authorize it. Now, what we want to do is this. We want to get the Republican governor of Ohio and the Republican governor of Pennsylvania and the governor of West Virginia and the governor of Virginia, Harrison, and our people, and we want to appoint this commission. I can set it up, I guess, by executive order.
You want to appoint the commission?
I want to set it up by executive order.
I want to have
the money for them to go on and make their preliminary planning and work and their divisions and how they're going to do this with the roads, the Bureau of Public Roads, and what they'll do here. And I hate to do it, but if I have a tumultuous election, I might even call them back the 15th to pass medical care and to pass Appalachia that had already passed the Senate, because I don't like to do things over twice. We've already passed them once over there. And I felt like that if they would give me this money and make it available now, they can make it available in my emergency fund if you want to. Just put the $800,000 extra in my emergency fund. I've had to use a hell of it, a lot of it in Alaska, and I've had to use a lot of it in the poverty. I've been paying them constantly out of the thing because their appropriation's been delayed and they're planning.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get out of here and just say have these 15 governors on my neck and not be able to pee a drop.
Well, now, I tell you that
in your foreign aid thing, that you passed a foreign aid appropriation by getting a rule and waiving points of order, and then your appropriation's in order. I don't know enough about the House parliamentary thing, but it seems to me that you could do one of two things. Your conferees could change the language that makes this $800,000 available to when authorized, to just cut out when authorized and say it's $800,000 for a commission to study this. Then I'd create the commission by executive order. Or get a rule, make it in order. I don't care how it's done, just so I can call in the governors. And I won't lose the months of October and November and December and January, because nobody's going to kid me into thinking that I'm going to get Appalachia the day we meet.
That's right.
The committees are going to have to be organized, and they're going to have to go through all this stuff, and
the
folks are going to stay at home an extra week, and if I'd be damn lucky if I get it in March.
Yeah.
So I want the commission to do the thorough planning it's necessary and have these people. Now, my unemployment's going up every day, and we're claiming that we're doing something about these things. But we did something about poverty, but it's up 2 points since then. It's up, if you'll notice, 0.1% this month. Again, it's up to 5.2 now. I got it down to 4.9. And things looked good. Everybody had confidence. Everybody was employing. Good business atmosphere. Congress sat on its fanny and did nothing on poverty. And we just sat and waited. And they went ahead in the last bill and it couldn't get through. And they delayed it in the Senate. And couldn't any of these young people. So I got none of them employed. So the next thing I knew, it went back to 5 points. Then last month, it went to 5.1. Now this month it's 5.2. It's going right back up, and now I'm going to get a nice little Lulu by election time, where I'll probably wind up by 6 or 7, more Kennedy headed, and I just can't survive that. Now, what you do is, I don't care how you do it. That's Well, here, the goose or the gander, I know this. I know that President's got an emergency fund.
Yeah.
And I know you can say that we've got these commissions. They're already meeting. These governors have got their conference. They had this plan before I even came in here. They had me down to West Virginia, and the governor of Georgia, and the governor of Virginia. This is not a bunch of crackpots. These are the solidest men in the country. They had Scranton and Rhodes of Ohio, yeah, and Scranton of Pennsylvania, governor of West Virginia, who's president of the governor's conference, Governor Harrison of Virginia, Governor Sanders of Georgia, the governor of South Carolina, Donald Russell. Now, give me $800,000 for my emergency fund. Give me $800,000 for a commission to be created by executive order. Give me $800,000 for the Appalachian Commission. Give it to me any damn way you want to. And just bear this in mind. My first budget was July. That's when Johnson's budget came in. Then August is Johnson. That's the first 2 months. Now, you know how much I spent in July and August? I spent $656 million less than you and Kennedy spent last July and August.
Yeah.
Are you listening to that?
Yes,
I'm. Doesn't that shock you?
It is shocking and very impressive.
I can't hold that. But if I held that, instead of spending $1 billion less this year, I would spend $3 billion for this, for 2 months period. But the budget director's in this morning. And you, your Uncle Lyndon, by holding down on every one of these agencies, tell them not to buy a damn thing you don't have to, yeah, not to replace a person, yeah, that quits. I spent in July and August $600 million less than the last July and August, and he said that's the most honest measurement you can make. It's the same month last year. I've got 25,000 less people working for the federal government today than worked when I took over.
Well, now.
Now, you follow that?
I follow that.
Now, all I want now is $800,000. I don't care how you get it. You work out that detail.
If I were in a position to sidestep this matter or gloss it over, but I'm right at the mouth of the gun.
Just take your lead pencil and ask. Ask your clerk, say, how can I get this $800,000?
I've already talked about it. The House, the Republicans, and the Democrats are not going to go along on the beginning of Appalachia and the approval by the appropriation process of the appointment of this commission and the appropriation of this money. So we can't get
Well, now, Charlie Halleck told me this morning.
Well, I've just been talking to
Well, he told me this morning that he had talked to Frank Bowe and he had talked to... he had talked to Ben Jensen,
yes,
and that he would go along with me, and I could consider that a commitment. And I said, I want to appoint the commission. I want them studied. He said, now, this is not going to involve a commitment of the $1 billion. I said, no, it commits $800,000. And if you don't pass Appalachia, it goes out of existence. If you do pass it, we're ready for it.
Yes.
And we do it in planning on everything. I spent damn near that much on poverty.
Yes, well... I don't believe that we can get the conferees to agree to this.
You know the Senate will do it because the Senate's ready to do it anyway.
The Senate is willing to pass this legislation that...
Well, you go tell Charlie Halleck, the President understood him to tell him this morning
that he would
be willing.
Go for the providing the funds and the appointment of the commission.
He would provide the funds for the Appalachia Commission.
And that the Appalachia Commission could...
But it would not involve any commitment beyond the commission, yeah, on any project. And if it don't, well, goddammit, just put $800,000 in my emergency fund, George.
Yeah.
You give the President whatever he wants for the emergency fund anyway, don't you?
Yes.
All right.
But do you have...
And his Republicans really are stronger for this than I am. You know that 12 of the 14 Republicans, Pennsylvania, for Appalachia?
Sure, they are. Now, do you have any interest in a provision which would provide that in the event of the passage of legislation authorizing the commission, $800,000 would be available?
No, it's no value.
It would be a gesture.
It's
it would only hasten
That was put in anticipation that you would pass the authorizing bill.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I was going to do is say I would be willing. I was going to tell them that I would favor your adjourning tonight.
Yeah.
Or whenever you could adjourn without passing authorization for Appalachia,
yeah,
not hold them here, yeah, to get them back to vote on it.
Yeah.
It's ready to be voted on. It's passed the Senate. It's got a rule. It's passed the House committee. All you got to do is bring it up and vote on it. But the men are not here. So I didn't want to pull them back. And I said, I can't really get the program started anyway until next January. I can get the commission appointed. I can get the conferences held. I can get the plans developed. And I have confidence that we can pass the program if I'm elected. Now, if I'm not elected, I don't give a damn anyway. It can expire. But let me not waste 3 or 4 months of human beings.
Well, now, you would have a limited, a partial foot in the door proposition with the approval, with the appropriation of the $800,000 contingent upon the passing of the legislation, so it would go into.
It would be better than nothing, but it's a fraud.
Would you have that than nothing?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right.
Sure, but what
I think all we could be.
Well, no, George, you can put it in my, give it in my emergency fund.
I'll try.
Just go in there and just say to them that I'm going to set this up by executive order, and I want emergency fund to do it, and I don't want to do it the deficiency and send you up a deficiency. I need it now. And Halleck agreed with me, he'd do it.
But you see,
I called him. That's the only thing I called him about this session. I called him this morning. And he said, now, I would not want to commit $1 billion. I said, you commit $800,000. But I want that, and I want where I can spend it. He said he'd go with me, and he'd talk to Ben Jensen and Frank Bowe.
Well, if they'll do this, if they'll agree to this, but they haven't agreed to it with.
Well, go on, sell it to them. If you can't get $800,000, my God, I'll get Clarence Cannon back here from heaven. $800,000
well,
is chicken
okay,
feed.
Now,
when you just point out to them that your president has spent $656 million less and was spent in a comparable time, now, I'll have to debate about $800,000.
Well, now, who do you want me to talk to after we've come to some resolution?
Whoever you need to, if you need to.
No, I'm talking about down there.
Me? Call me.
Well,
I'm ready.
This
is an important thing. These are doubtful states. These are Pennsylvania, these are Ohio, and it's just much to them. He'll tell you it's very much to their interest.
I'll have Charlie Halleck and I'll get in touch with Charlie Halleck and Carl Albert, and we'll talk it over.
Right.
They'll agree, I'll do it.
Okay.